Researchers uncover how an enzyme helps a sundew digest its victim's DNA. Researchers have uncovered the unique structure and function of the S1 type nuclease enzyme DAN1 in the lance leaf sundew, Drosera adelii, which aids the carnivorous plant in breaking down prey for nutrient absorption.
In a study published in the Annals of Botany, researchers have delved into the inner workings of the lance-leaved sundew, Drosera adelii, a carnivorous plant known for its unique trap organ and digestive system. The research, by Meng Yu and colleagues in Japan, uncovered new information about a specialized enzyme called S1 type nuclease DAN1 in the plant's digestive fluid. The findings reveal insights into this enzyme's gene expression, structural characteristics, and evolutionary adaptations, which play a crucial role in the plant's ability to absorb nutrients from its prey. Carnivorous plants, like the lance-leaved sundew, have evolved to trap and digest insects and other small animals to supplement their nutrient intake, particularly in nutrient-poor environments. These plants secrete digestive fluids that contain various enzymes, which break down the prey into simpler compounds. While previous studies have focused on other enzymes present in the digestive fluids of these plants, little research has been conducted on nucleases enzymes that help break down nucleic acids like DNA and RNA. In this study, Yu and colleagues focused on the DAN1 enzyme, an S1 type nuclease, found in the digestive fluid of Drosera adelii. They aim to understand its gene expression, structural, functional, and evolutionary characteristics, as well as its role in the plant's unique trap organ and associated epigenetic regulation. Epigenetic regulation refers to changes in gene activity that do not involve alterations to the underlying DNA sequence but can still be passed down through generations. The team used real-time PCR to examine the organ-specific expression of the DAN1 gene in the lance-leaved sundew, including the glandular tentacles, laminas, roots, and inflorescences. This technique allows for the detection and quantification of specific DNA sequences. They also investigated the methylation status of the DAN1 promoter, a region of DNA that controls gene activity, by bisulfite sequencing, which reveals the extent of DNA methylation in a given sequence. The results showed that DAN1 is exclusively expressed in the glandular tentacles, and its promoter is almost entirely unmethylated in all organs. This finding contrasts with the S-like RNase gene DAI of Drosera adelii, which has similar organ-specific expression but is controlled by a promoter that is specifically unmethylated in the glandular tentacles. This suggests that the two genes are regulated differently. In addition to analyzing the gene expression and regulation, the researchers also studied the structural characteristics of DAN1 by comparing the primary structures of S1 type nucleases from 3 carnivorous and 7 non-carnivorous plants. This comparison revealed 7 amino acid positions conserved only among carnivorous plants and 3 conserved only among non-carnivorous plants. This finding indicates that evolution has shaped the structure of DAN1 to serve specific functions in the digestive fluid of carnivorous plants. DAN1 was prepared using a cell-free protein synthesis system to understand the enzyme's function further. Researchers then tested the enzyme's requirements for metal ions, optimum pH and temperature, and substrate preference. They discovered that DAN1 prefers RNA over DNA as a substrate in the presence of zinc, manganese, or calcium ions, and functions best at a pH of 4.0. Based on these findings, the researchers concluded that the primary function of DAN1 in Drosera adelii is to facilitate the uptake of phosphates from the prey. This function differs significantly from the known roles of S1 type nucleases in other plants. In their article, Yu and colleagues write,
"Plant S1 type nucleases have roles in many biological processes, including endosperm degeneration, tracheary element differentiation, leaf senescence, and response to virate infection. Other than the virate infection response, these phenomena accompany programmed cell death. However, studies of digestive enzymes of carnivorous plants, including the current study, suggest that S1 type nucleases are also used to digest nucleic acids of the prey, which is not associated with programmed cell death. Furthermore, given that Drosera adelii, DAIs and S-like RNAs that is abundantly present in the digestive fluid, and then one seems to prefer ssRNA over ssDNA as a substrate, Drosera adelii may obtain phosphates mainly from RNA. This may be a common feature of carnivorous plants because S, like RNAs, are widely found in digestive fluids of these plants.
That was the audio version of a blog post from Botany 1, available at www.botany.1. Botany 1 is the weblog of the Annals of Botany Company, a charity set up to promote the study of plants.